T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Angels will be here starting next week on Monday. That is opening day at the Coliseum. It'll be Ricky Nolasco against Kendall Graveman, of course, because Sonny Gray is unable to go. We were very happy to see John Morosi ready to go with us again. From Fox Sports and MLB Network, he is going to be joining us all season long. We're so happy to have you back. John Morosi, a triumphant return to the Damon Bruce Show. And I got to tell you, John, I don't think anybody in the...
In the beautiful Bay Area, and cannot wait for baseball season to get underway.
Was there anyone on the planet who enjoyed the World Baseball Classic more than you?
Now, Damon, the planet's pretty big, and we had the 16 great countries represented, so a lot of players, a lot of fans. But I will tell you, I had a great time. It was boy, what a special experience, and really, the whole experience lived up to what I hoped it was going to be. It was obviously great to see the U.S. win it, sort of from a U.S. perspective, but just great baseball. I think that was the biggest thing, Dame, as you saw. I think how great the world is now at playing our national pastime, and you saw teams from Colombia and Israel that were hanging with the best teams in the world. So it was just special to see it, so many great stories, and it really did take, I'll tell you, a couple days for the ringing to stop in my ears after some of those games were over. And I heard Brandon Crawford say it after that game against the Dominican in Miami. He has, of course, played at AT&T Park in the World Series, but that was as loud as any baseball stadium he had ever heard. So some very, very special atmospheres there during the WBC.
A little emotion and a little fun make baseball a better thing. Major League Baseball needs to embrace a little bit more of that. Hopefully they will this year, and the culture war between fun or no fun will end once and for all, John.
Amen. Amen. You are preaching to the choir on that one, Damon. I think it's it was instructive, I think. If the people that are running the game, from the executives to the union to the players, to the veteran players who are in a position to guide the customs of the game through the amorphous code and book and all these documents that you and I don't have access to, I think that when we see the game played like this and you see the passion, you see the emotion, there is no reason to keep it out of the game. Because we've heard the union say it, Damon, and this is I think it's an important point to talk about. The union has talked about how they don't feel as though we have to have these various time-sensitive rules in the game about pace of play. They don't want to have different sort of strictures put into the game by MLB. Okay, then let's allow the game to be played the way it was played in the WBC. When I grant you, no one was complaining about a lack of action or a lack of pace or a lack of emotion or excitement because it was all there. So for that to happen, the veteran players, many of whom are American clearly, have to be okay with this. They have to not look down their noses upon players that show emotion. Let it happen. Let it be part of the game, a very authentic display of emotion. It makes the game better. It lets the players play better, and I think it really serves the greater good to grow baseball around the world, and especially here at home, too, when you see kids that want to be like Javi Baez and catch the ball and be pointing at Yadier Molina before he's even put the tag on at second base. That was an amazing play, and I got to tell you, if I was 11 years old, that's the play I would have been wanting to replicate in my backyard after watching the WBC.
We're talking to John Baez of MLB Network, Fox Sports, here on the Damon Bruce Show. John, so we will probably have the definitive answer within the hour. The Giants should be making all-season plans known to the media shortly. We expect Matt Cain to be named a fifth starter. There are 22 million reasons for that to happen. Should it be a struggle, though, how long do you think his leash is? How patient can Bruce Bochy be with a guy that everyone in the Giants likes, but has had an awful lot of trouble getting through a rotation or a lineup, I guess I should say, more than two or three times in the last two or three years?
Yeah, you're right, Damon. I think a lot of great points there. And again, candidly, he's been a three-time world champion with his organization, and he's done a lot of great things for them. And as you point out, he's making a lot of money. And when all those things line up and you've got that amount of equity for a manager who has always stood by his veterans when they've given him any reason to, I think that that's probably the call. The good news is you've got Ty Block right there. You also have Beattie, who I think was very impressive this spring too. So I think it's all a matter of you see how things go once the year starts. You trust the veteran pitcher in that circumstance. And again, this is really something that we have seen Bruce Bochy do with whether it's Zito, Jonathan Sanchez, Peavy. I mean, a lot of veteran pitchers over the years have gotten the benefit of the doubt from Bruce Bochy. I expect the same will be true for Kane. And again, I think you just see how things unfold. If he's not able to take the ball, if he's not able to go deep in the games, to me, the real concern comes not if he gets hurt again, but if we're seeing, as you point out, Damon, that during the year he's only able to go three innings or he goes four innings. And then that really compromises your bullpen for a period of days afterward. That's when you start getting into something that really affects the rest of the club. It affects the health of your relievers. It affects everybody. And so I think that's when Bruce Bochy has to step in. And again, he's proven he'll do this reluctantly, but I think he'll come in and say, you know what, we've got to make a change here if things aren't working out. But I think he has shown them enough. It hasn't been great, Damon, but Kane has at least shown them enough his last outing that he can do a credible major league job right now, and I think that's at least good enough to start the season with him in the Giants rotation.
Let's eliminate Sonny Gray from the conversation just for now, because we all know he would be the answer of the most interesting, biggest impact for the A's, because he's their ace, because he could either represent wins or a huge piece to trade for their future. Of the remaining, Manaea, Graveman, Cotton, Triggs, I'm looking at what might be a sneaky good rotation. Who has to be better than we thought for this officially to be a really sneaky good rotation?
Damon, I think they need everyone. And I'll make this point. That rotation that you just mentioned, so Graveman, Manaea, Cotton, Triggs, and Alcantara, combined for one season in their entire careers of at least 150 innings pitched in the major leagues. That was by Graveman last year. So that is a lot of uncertainty at the major league level in one rotation without a whole lot of reliability from a standpoint of where you're going to get your innings. I think it's very instructive. Let's think about this for a minute. Andrew Triggs is the oldest pitcher in this rotation right now. Oldest. 28 years old. He is a senior member. Now, not the most experienced necessarily, but he's the oldest, which tells you a lot about where they're at. I think Manaea has to build on. Of course, last year he threw close to 150 innings. I think if he gets up around 175, 180, which is reasonable based on where he was last year, I think that's a big step for him. Cotton, I'm really intrigued by. That's an electric arm. I think he really acquitted himself very well coming over last year in the trade. Looked very comfortable, I thought, at the major league level last year, late in the season. So, again, that's to me the key. The two and the three, at least when they begin the year, of course, behind Graveman, because if they can at least give them some stable innings, then you can manipulate things a bit if you have to with Triggs and Alcantara. But it really, Damon, if they don't give them innings at the top there, again, with the middle part, which is what it is now, with Manaea and Cotton, really tough, I think, to get the same level of productivity from a standpoint of bulk from Triggs and Alcantara.
I tell you what, you're definitely winning a lot of Bay Area readers when you predict the Giants in the World Series. You did that.
I did. So it's funny, Damon. It's a big fashionable thing right now to predict a rematch, right? But they're predicting last year's rematch. They're Cubs and Indians. I'm going back to 1954. I'm saying Indians-Giants will be the matchup in the World Series this year. And different result than 54. I'm going to say the Indians win it over the Giants. But listen, to me, the Giants, people forget, Damon, as well as the Cubs played late in October, and as great as they looked at the very end, this was a team that was one inning away, the Cubs were, from being forced to a fifth game by the Giants. And that was a Giants
yep.
team that did not have Mark Melanson in the ninth inning, which, of course, they now do. The rotation, I know, was maybe a bit of a concern yesterday with Cueto and his hand, but I think as long as the rotation begins as we expect it to, with Samardzija and Cueto and obviously Bumgarner at the top, and you got a full year of Matt Moore now, I like that rotation. I think it's certainly, I think, as good top to bottom as the Dodgers. They can pitch with anybody in the National League, I believe. And the lineup, panicked some good swings yesterday, I thought. as long as Pence and Panic are healthy in the lineup, they're going to score plenty of runs, and we know the team knows how to win. So I just like the overall mix. I trust this team, Damon, 1 through 25, more than I trust the Dodgers.
There you go. Chris Marrero, World Series MVP. You heard it here first.
He was the Cactus League MVP. Based on last night, looks like he was the Bay Bridge Series MVP, at least at the halfway point of the series. He has been phenomenal, and I love this story. He was an independent ball, Damon, independent ball in 2015 for the Somerset, New Jersey Patriots of the Atlantic League, I believe. And look at where he is now, primed to make the opening day roster there for the San Francisco Giants. Great story there, Chris Marrero.
Well, I love the way you dive into those great stories. That's why we're so happy to have you back on as a weekly guest. I know you're going to be all over 95.7 The Game this summer, and we're thrilled about it, John. Thank you very much.
Cannot wait, Damon. And again, we'll break down some Schenectady hoops here before we're done as well this season.
Oh, beautiful. Let's just the misery. It'll be beautiful. Thank you very much. John Morosi, Fox Sports, MLB Network, big contributor here on the Damon Bruce Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.